Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. No doubt starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for February the 23rd in the year of our Lord, 2022. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. That is our guide. And absolutely, we're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great peaceful restorative solutions we have at our fingertips. We reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. Our website's libertyroundtable.com, our nationally syndicated radio network, lovingliberty.net. And by the way, the Loving Liberty website is getting cooler and cooler. We keep adding to it and making some progress. One of the latest cool things we've added is what's called the Documents tab. It's got a lot of our founding documents, the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution. It's got all kinds of the Bill of Rights, all kinds of incredible documents and the Gettysburg Address. Just great stuff at lovingliberty.net. Spread the word. Share the love with your neighbors, would you please? All right. Yesterday we had our guest on, Mr. Don Guymon, and he's chairman of Utah Grassroots. And he did a great job on the radio with us. Grassroots is committed to promoting the principles of limited government, constitutional representative government, participatory republic, free market economies, family, and separation of powers, UtahGrassroots.org. Anyway, Don was a delight to talk to. And we talked about the Utah Grassroots legislative update that came out on the 21st. They say we're in the fifth week of the general legislative session of the Utah State Legislature. And you say, Sam, why with the national show do you cover that? Well, because you know what? I hope you have a grassroots organization in your state. And if you do, fantastic. What you need to do is work with them. And if you don't, you need to start one. But anyway, Sam calls the 45-day legislative session a reign of terror, because I believe it's always just a terror whenever they're in session, because you know what? It's between 700 and 1,000 bills, about 700 bills every single session. And then, 300-400 of them get passed. Just imagine 400 new laws every single year, year in and year out, and wow. You got the thousands of commandments by government. It's out of control, all right. Sam asks, what can we do to truly be involved? And number one, we can keep an eye on the bills, and we can let our representatives know if we like the bills or if we don't like the bills. That's one way to be involved. Going to every local precinct and getting involved, because there's vote fraud going on. It's got to be stopped. That's something that we need to really work on, too. No doubt about it. I believe the answer is precinct by precinct, paper ballots. We also had on a gentleman who is a high-tech guy who patented a solution to put cameras on every voting table, and then you could watch them. Anybody could watch them online, and that combined with the paper ballot, so you have two counting mechanisms. One would be the paper ballot on camera. The other would be the digital comparative that you could compare to. And if there was a problem, you could hit a button and say, wait a minute, hold on, redo that one. That one doesn't look right. And you would basically have adjudication right on the spot. And then if we combine that with penalty of perjury for those who swear to the vote count, you sign under penalty of perjury. We do that for our taxes right now. Why not for this? Anyway, that was a first hour, incredible hour, with Grassroots Utah doing a great job. Second hour, we had our guest on. It was Brighty on TV, live TV, the Sheriff Mac Show combined with Liberty Roundtable Live. Sam Bushman and Mac were in the house. And we had our guest on, Coach Dave Dobenmeyer. Pass the Salt Ministries from Dave. CoachDaveLive.com, his website. And he wrote a very provocative column. Here's what it says. Hang 'em high, February 17th, 2022. And at first you listen to that headline and you go, what? Yeah, hang 'em high. Well, he believes that they're guilty. And he's speaking of Hillary Clinton and others, guilty of treason. And so he basically gives this shout out, this message to the FBI and the Secret Service. He says this: I'm not planning any vigilante justice. I make no threats to Hillary and her cohorts. I am simply asking that you follow your oath and protect us from all enemies, especially the domestic ones. I believe in the rule of law. I believe in honest, God-ordained government. But the act of treason is punishable by death. I simply call for justice. Hang them high and do it publicly without masks, he says. So he's not saying that he's going to take the law into his own hands, but he's really highlighting some important points that need to be made. And I tied that directly to Anthony Fauci. Whacked out Fauci. Turns out the CDC now says that certain coronavirus vaccine data has not been published yet. Why? Because it could potentially lead to misinformation. Well, who put government in charge? Who made government the, quote, information ministry? I mean, this is like 1984 stuff, folks. This is crazy. And this is where Dave Dobenmeyer is saying it's treason. They know full well what they're doing, and they're manipulating what the public knows. Then Dave Dobenmeyer wrote another column that I think dovetails so well with Hang 'em High. It's this: why do good men do nothing? It's a fair, fair question. Why do good men do nothing? And Richard Mack said it was the fear of men. There was a lot of reasons for it. Coach Dave said, quote, we have traded the black robe regiment for the pink robe regiment. Sadly, he's true on that score. Anyway, archives of the simulcast of the Sheriff Mack Show on Bridie on TV with Liberty Roundtable Live can be found at their respective websites. So BridieOn.com if you want to get the video. And then if you want the radio, it's LibertyRoundtable.com, LovingLiberty.net. Spread the word. Anyway, that's a recap of the broadcast that took place just yesterday on your favorite News the Networks Refuse to Use radio station. Now, did I mention to you that we're also on Bridie on Radio? They've now taken the second hour of Liberty Roundtable Live, so BridieOnRadio.com taking Liberty Roundtable Live. So that's good news, too. We're spreading the word and sharing the love and telling the tale of liberty like nobody's business. And without further ado, News the Networks Refuse to Use starts now. Kurt Crosby's with me. A discussion of all things liberty. His website, localhoneyman.com. Welcome back, sir.
Thank you, Sam.
All right. Anyway, that what do you think of that summary? Any comment on any story there?
Well, as always, you've got a boatload put into the program, and you did do great work, Sam. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Now, this story I found riveting. Here's the headline. So this is Donald Trump speaking now. Quote, I created Truth Social and TMTG to stand up to the tyranny of big tech. We live in a world where the Taliban has a huge presence on Twitter, yet your favorite American president has been silenced. That's what Trump said when he announced his new media service. He says, this is unacceptable. I couldn't agree with him more. Their company, by the way, struck a deal with Rumble back in December. So this is huge. And here's the cool parts about this. You know, we've been waiting for President Trump to launch this for quite some time. But the former U.S. president announced his intentions to create a new social media platform after he was banned from Facebook and Twitter last year. The social media platform, by the way, is currently one of the top three on the App Store. I'm trying to figure out which App Store it is. Oh, Apple App Store. Great. Anyway, fantastic news from President Trump. It's been a long time as they've been putting it together, but it's now available, Kurt.
Well, that's right, Sam. I mean, you suggested this many years ago that people don't use other people's inventions, if you will, or their programs. They basically need to do their own. And now he's taking your advice. And, as I see from WorldNet Daily, the headline kind of goes along with it, says, Trump's Truth Social final rolls out in App Store. Subheadline, wait list to join reaches over 150,000 as of early Monday. So, you know, here we are Wednesday. So this is, I'm sure, gaining ground.
It's gaining ground big time. They say it's one of the top three on the Apple Store already, Kurt. That's huge.
Well, I couldn't agree more. They say that, you know, this thing called TMTG that you already mentioned stands for Trump Media and Technology Group. They announced it back in October 2021. As now they've got the former Republican California rep, Devin Nunes, that's joined this to serve as the chief executive officer. He did that, you know, basically in last December. This is a pretty good guy. I haven't looked up his numbers on the John Birch Society program there, but I know that I've read a lot about him and seen him in the past. Devin Nunes, good guy to be in charge of it, I think.
So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. I want to talk a little bit more about this because the interface is quite interesting. They say Truth Social adopts a similar interface to Twitter and is designed to be a competitor with dominant social media platforms. Let's come back and dig into that a little bit because we didn't know what his offering was going to look like. But now we do, and now it's real. It's one of the top three apps on the App Store. Wow. All right, hang tight. Liberty Roundtable Live, Kurt Crosby on your radio.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
I think that my family has always had a big influence on me for not smoking because since I was little, I was taught that smoking was wrong.
Recent studies indicate that smoking among teens often leads to the use of alcohol and other drugs.
I think having faith in God is a big part in it because the way I was raised has helped to avoid smoking.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Now, Mr. and Mrs. Sir Galahad, what seems to be the problem?
Well, it's just not working.
She's been very unrealistic.
Really?
Ever since he rescued me from the dragon, we've been drifting apart.
That's not true.
We were supposed to live happily ever after.
Now, this isn't a fairy tale.
At first, he was gallant and chivalrous, opening doors for me, holding my chair, taking my arm.
All right, I'm not as young as I used to be.
He simply isn't the man who swept me off my feet.
Well, you're not as young as you used to be.
Mr. Sir Galahad, maybe if you started by just holding Mrs. Sir Galahad's hand when you're together.
Really?
Yes, try it.
Okay.
All right,
go on, take her hand.
Careful, little oil.
Marriage. You're never too far apart when you're still holding hands. From your neighbors, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Now, look into each other's eyes. That's right, raise your visor.
Oh, they're blue, dear.
Yeah.
For more tips on strengthening your marriage, visit family.mormon.org.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman, Kurt Crosby on your radio. LocalHoneyMan.com is Kurt's website. LocalHoneyMan.com. Tastes great. Sweet gift for your loved ones and a whole lot more. LocalHoneyMan.com. You can also text Kurt 801-669-2211. If you want to text or call, you can do that as well. We believe in companies that actually answer their phones. You know what I'm talking about? All right. Trump, I created Truth Social to go ahead and take on big tech. You know what? Them allowing the Taliban to have a huge presence on Twitter but not letting an American president have Twitter access is insane. So the social media platform is currently in the top three available on the App Store. Truth Social adopts a similar user interface to Twitter and is designed to be a competitor to the dominant social media platforms That's pretty good. Kurt, have you downloaded it?
You know, I haven't, Sam. I need to get that done. I've been too busy getting rid of any Facebook stuff that I've ever, you know, had before, and that's been keeping me pretty busy.
You're jumping off Facebook, huh?
Well, I mean, the best I can. I just want to avoid places that don't have freedom and embrace places that do, you know, and so I need to get that done, yeah.
Yeah, anyway, pretty cool, though, kind of an idea like Twitter, and I personally believe Twitter is one of the best social apps, not the company, because I believe that Jack Dorsey and now whoever the new CEO is, they've ran it off the rails and turned it into a big tech tyrannical abuse machine is what they've really done. Sad but true. But I think the concept of Twitter, this idea that I can send little blurbs to people, and I can do it easily and quickly. I mean, even if I don't have a very good connection, if I'm reporting from somewhere, I can quickly get a tweet out easily. And so I love the tiny nature of it. I could put a little link in there to a video, and you can watch more, or an audio clip or whatever. But it's very short bursts of data. It doesn't take a whole lot of overhead to make happen. You could do it on very spotty or very difficult internet connections and more. So I think Trump's picked the right kind of interface to follow here, Kurt.
Well, I hope he listened to your suggestions, and he's trying to learn, I think, over the last few years, you know, in business and all that kind of stuff. He's had to find good people. It's rough being in a place like New York, I think. You know, I hope that he's surrounding himself with the more freemen type instead of so many kingmen types. Hopefully that'll move forward. You know, I was looking at one thing from Gizmodo.com. The headline reads that a shady app is tricking Trump supporters into thinking they've joined the True Truth Social. Are you surprised, Sam?
No, so what you're saying is the enemies of liberty, those who, you know, hackers or, you know, it's probably backed by Hillary or something, or who knows who, but what you're saying is they've created a fake app to deceive people already, huh?
Well, that's what Tom McKay writes at Gizmodo.com. Subheadline reads, an Android app using a similar name to Trump's social media site has gotten well over 100,000 downloads and offers in-app purchases. So, you know, I mean, it just goes on and on, doesn't it?
Yeah, and the enemies of liberty will continue to do that. That's just their MO. You got to be very careful, you know. That's why I think Donald Trump has his Twitter, well, at least he had his Twitter handle is the real Donald Trump or whatever it was, real Donald Trump, because I think that there's so many imposters on his own handle and everything else. And so hopefully they can get that squared away. Hopefully they can, you know, get with the app stores and say, hey, this is nothing but a fake app trying to, you know, mimic or manipulate us, and hopefully they can get that squared away. In the meantime, what the American people need to do is be really careful that you're really getting the Truth Social app. And the good news about this, too, is they say that shares of President Trump's media company have spiked early Tuesday following the launch, the successful launch, they say, of his media app. That's really cool, too. Kurt?
It's interesting to look at the technology reporter there at Washington Examiner, Nihal Krishan. I'm sure I said that right. But anyway, she says, or he says, I'm not sure, you know, I don't want to upset anybody. Says, headline, Trump supporters and Republicans flock to Truth Social despite early glitches. You know, says you got some different people, and they list a bunch of them, including Andy Biggs, one of our buddies down in Arizona, joining up on there. You got the political commentator Dinesh D'Souza with his new movie, you know, The 2000 Mules. He's going to be on there, I guess. So, you know, there's a lot of stuff happening there.
My mind, Kurt, this idea, you know, hey, people flock to this new thing despite the early glitches. I don't know what large platform that's going to flock millions of people to. It's not going to have a glitch or two along the crank up. I mean, come on. to even mention that, I believe, is kind of unfair. It's just a way to take a swipe, kind of a backhanded one. I know you're successful, but there's glitches. Or it's just dishonest, in my opinion, because you know what? It may be true, but what startup doesn't have that? Are we going to start to bring up the healthcare system they tried to launch that was plagued with problems for literally years? Is that what we're going to compare to? So all I'm saying is I think there's been very little trouble in the real scheme of things. And a couple of those unanticipated realities are just what it takes to launch something new, Kurt. So I want to kind of take that on, too, and set the record straight. Just because there's a couple of glitches coming out of the gate, that doesn't mean anything, Kurt, at all.
Well, I agree in a huge way. They say, due to massive demand, we have placed you on, this is some what some of the guys getting on there will see, but it says, we have placed you on our wait list. And of course, sometimes it'll say something went wrong, please try again. I mean, these are things you're used to in the computer world, you know.
Again, especially with new launch services, Kurt. Even Mike Lindell had a couple of glitches that they mocked and made fun of. Now Mike Lindell's site's cranked up and running too. So again, let's not criticize these guys and be unfair in our assessments. Let's be candid and say, you know what, the more the merrier. Good for them. We've been asking for people to get involved and do this forever, and I'm just delighted that it's happening, Kurt. I really am.
That's exactly right. And if they'd have followed your recommendations years ago, it'd be, you know, they'd be way ahead. But, you know, I mean, hey, like you say, at least better late than never, you know.
Well, when we say late than never, I mean, they could have done it even later. Whatever. Yeah. But you know what? Again, it's taking all of us. The new media is absolutely taking center stage. Don't you believe the contrary. And when they say there's glitches or whatever else, they're making a mountain out of a molehill. I'm telling you right now. And the idea that it's going to say, hey, look, we're going to put you in a wait queue or whatever for a little bit as we onboard more and more and more users. Again, that stuff is normal too, Kurt. It just is. I'm telling you right now. It's normal. It's not out of the ordinary. It's not broken. It's not all glitchy and melting down. That isn't true at all. In fact, the reason that they're onboarding a little bit at a time, and I don't know this for a fact because I'm not on their tech team, but I can guess pretty good because I know what they're up against. And what they're doing, Kurt, is they're watching their servers. They're watching the load on their round-robin servers and this kind of stuff, and they're watching to say, hey, will they crash? Can they handle the load? If not, let's put another server online. Let's do this. Let's do that. They're making adjustments on the fly, which is natural, normal crank-up procedures. This is nothing out of the ordinary. This is nothing unexpected. To even hint so is just un-American, dishonest, not true, fake news. The truth is they're watching their servers, and they're the reason they put you in a waiting room is because, hey, they can let everybody in now and have it crash. But what they need to do is scale up to the demand. But since online servers are very expensive, not only to crank up, but to maintain, Kurt, it's wise to say, hey, what level do we need to scale to? Let's watch it. Let's tinker with it. Let's adjust our servers and make sure they're streamlining. Hey, every user on there, how much memory and how much storage and resources are they taking? What kind of connectivity is it requiring? And then scaling those services to match that is what the professionals do in this realm. So this whole idea that, oh, they're putting people in a waiting room because they can't handle it, it isn't true. They're doing it because they're gauging, you know, what needs to be done to accommodate what kind of load. They had no idea when this started what kind of adoption rate they would receive, Kurt. They had no idea. I mean, how do you know? I'm sure they expected it to be pretty good. I'm sure they're not shocked and surprised by it. But I do believe they're probably going, oh, this is fantastic. Guys, we're going to have to scale up a little bit more coming out of the gate than we were thinking. Apple has the same thing with their iPhones. They launch a new phone, then they're like, hey, there's going to be a little waiting period, guys, because, man, we knew that was going to be a killer adoption rate of this new phone, but we didn't realize it was going to be this good. Wow. Hang tight. Give us a couple of weeks. That's all we're talking about. When we come back, we'll talk about it more, and then we'll talk about Hawaii's Tulsi Gabbard in seconds. I am Sam Bushman. Kurt Crosby's with me. You're listening to the one and only Liberty Roundtable Live, syndicated by Loving Liberty Radio Networks, lovingliberty.net. Hang tight. Sam and Kurt on your radio.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As Russia invades the sovereignty of Ukraine with troops and military hardware, President Biden has put a sanction on Russia.
Far beyond the steps we and our allies and partners implemented in 2014. And if Russia goes further with this invasion, we stand prepared to go further as with sanctions.
The sanction imposed by the White House against Russia cannot solve a thing. Anatoly Antonov, the Russian ambassador to the United States, said on social media, "I don't remember a single day when our country lived without any restrictions from the Western world. We have learned to work in such conditions and not only survive, but also to develop our state." End quote. A jury on Tuesday found father and son Gregory and Travis McMichael and their former neighbor William Bryan guilty of hate crimes when they murdered Ahmaud Arbery nearly 2 years ago in a Brunswick, Georgia neighborhood. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Fever is a potential sign of COVID or the flu. And the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate with more than 100 clinical studies. Be vigilant and seek medical advice at the first sign of fever. Be accurate with Exergen. Exergen Temporal Scanners, available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Got a party of 10 coming in. We need to flip those two tables.
Leah's restaurant is fully booked night after night.
Section 3 is still behind.
She no longer has reservations about finally finding a hostess.
Why doesn't 23 have menus? Oh, because they're in my hand.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
A father tells his 4-year-old son to fire his gun at police.
A 4-year-old child in Utah fired a weapon from the backseat of a car toward a police officer after being told to do so by his dad. Police were initially called to a McDonald's just outside of Salt Lake City after restaurant workers reported a man had pointed a gun toward employees after receiving the wrong order. Employees had the man pull in front of the restaurant and wait for the correct order and then called police. When the officers arrived, they asked the man to get out of the vehicle several times, but he refused to comply, so the officers pulled him out of the vehicle. While the man was being taken into custody, the 4-year-old was in the backseat of a car with a 3-year-old sibling, according to the Salt Lake City Police Department, when the father told him to fire. The officer swiped the gun to the side of the car and a round was fired, grazing the officer. There were no additional injuries, and the father is in custody facing charges of felony child abuse and threatening with the use of a dangerous weapon.
That's John Hunt reporting on USA Radio News.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. So I'm talking about Donald Trump's new service. I created Truth Social and TMTG to stand up to the tyranny of big tech. Amen to that. We live in a world where the Taliban has a huge presence on Twitter, but your favorite American president doesn't have any access. What the heck is going on with that? Anyway, the social media platform by Donald Trump is called Truth.Social. It's fantastic. And anybody who tells you in any way that they're, they've got all kinds of problems, it isn't even close to true. And shares of former President Donald Trump's media company spiked. And anyway, it's great news all the way around. I've been begging for people to get into the media for a long time. Now you have Bridie on, you have Mike Lindell, you have Donald Trump. I mean, you've got some big players starting to go on now. Spotify with Joe Rogan. They didn't take Joe Rogan down. And again, some of these services might not be as hardcore conservative as we are, but they're a gazillion times better than the mainstream press is, Kurt.
Couldn't agree more, Sam. And, as I believe most people will understand, when you have competition in pretty much anything, you get a better product, and hopefully that's exactly what we're going to get.
Amen to that. Anyway, there you have that, folks. Now, former Representative Tulsi Gabbard is in the news, Kurt. She's a Democrat, as you know, from Hawaii, and she ran for president in 2020. got kind of knocked out early, but she's been very critical of Joe Biden. Now, they say president here, but I just took that word out of the story. Because when you get elected by fraud, I'm not calling you the president. But anyway, Joe Biden, I guess she will headline a speech at the Conservative Political Action Conference, CPAC. That's according to the event's website now, Kurt. What do you think of that?
Well, I see the piece from WorldNet Daily on it. They say, what's this? Top Democrat will headline a speech at CPAC. Vocal critic of Biden joins Trump, DeSantis, Cruz. Yep, Tulsi Gabbard, she's not going to be making more friends in the Democratic Party doing this. But she has, in the past, sharply criticized elite members of the Democratic and Republican parties since she left Congress just over a year ago. And has pushed back on rhetoric that she says is divisive and against policies embraced by the Biden administration's Department of Justice. She's also defended Kyle Rittenhouse, saying that the charges brought against him were motivated by politics, should be considered criminal. They call her a staunch opponent to interventionism. She's criticized the handling of the Ukraine deal with Russia. She also spoke out against Biden's pledge to appoint a black woman to the Supreme Court. She recommends it be someone based on merit. I mean, imagine that kind of thinking. Bottom line, they say she's going to speak alongside numerous top figures in the Republican Party, including former President Donald Trump, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, Texas Senator Ted Cruz, and more, so that's coming up.
Yes. Now, what I like about this, too, it says Gabbard has sharply criticized elite members of both the Republican and the Democrat and Republican parties since leaving Congress just over a year ago, pushing back on rhetoric that she says she's against policies by Biden and the Department of Justice. And all I can tell you is this, Kurt, I agree with her that I'm not interested in the Democrat-Republican labels. And you know what? You could say, well, Tulsi, she just wants to get coverage or whatever. Maybe so. But when she's right, she's right. Let's not debate who's right. Let's talk about what's right. And you know what? She's been saying a lot of truth, Kurt.
Well, that's what we've seen ever since, she kind of first popped up, just kind of an unusual situation there. I'm sure she feels a duck out of water when she goes to most of those Democratic events. And speaking of that, looks like Michael Bloomberg, has very little good, at least in my opinion, to say about him. But he is suggesting, according to Grant Atkinson at the Western Journal, the headline, ex-Dem presidential contender sounds alarm, the party's headed for a wipeout in November. So, here's somebody who they say was a Democrat and then ran as, did he run as a Republican? I mean, it's just kind of hard for me to keep track, but the guy, Michael Bloomberg is saying that the Democrats are in trouble. I don't think you have to be too much of a genius to figure that out.
Well, that's why Bloomberg can go on the offensive and say that, because he's on pretty solid ground for a lot of that is kind of the problem. But, I like the point where they say she's pushing back on rhetoric that is divisive. And, Kurt, we've launched our Clarion Call for Civility site now as well. I don't know if you've been there, but clarioncallforcivility.com. is a website that we've got up now. We're asking people to sign a pledge there to help people with their civility. Look, that's why I'm saying, look, let's not just attack Tulsi Gabbard. Let's realize that, hey, she's a Democrat. We may not agree with her on a lot of things, but there's a lot of things that we do agree with her on. And she's saying a lot of the right things. And, personally, would I let her speak at CPAC if I was in charge? Maybe not. But I do agree that we have to have open dialogue. We've got to learn to disagree agreeably. We've got to learn to be open to new ideas, to open to let people come to the understanding that we have. And You know what? It doesn't just happen overnight, Kurt. It takes a long time to become constitutional in your thinking. It takes a long time to jettison the socialism and the communism that we've been all taught in government schools. It takes a while to unlearn that stuff so you can learn the truth of things. And we've got to give people grace enough to get that done on their own hearts and their own minds. And everybody's kind of on a different trajectory for that, Kurt.
Well, you're exactly right. And when you mentioned clarion call for civility, I think, you know, the Prince of Peace called for that even before the internet, you know, Sam. And, you know, so.
Yeah, he was at it longer than me, wasn't he, Kurt?
Yeah, but you're in good company when you call
I'm
for
I'm trying
that.
To be in good company, and I'm trying to help carry that ball because I really think we need a lot more of that in America. And, you know, the truckers are trying to advocate for this, but now we get bad news from the Epoch Times. Pentagon considers deploying National Guard in Washington to help with, quote, trucker convoy response. This is concerning, Kurt, on many fronts.
Well, you know, when you're doing stuff like Trudeau and Biden or whatever, you know, you're going to have some, quote, pushback. And so you remember the big, you know, fence they had up or the, you know, barricades or whatever after the election that, you know, seemed to stay up like forever. And those kind of folks, you know, the Kingman type are just, they're worried that the, you know, people won't really like what they're doing. And I can understand why, Sam.
Yeah, the great unwashed sea of humanity might just get a little too restless for their liking, huh, Kurt?
Well, that's what's happened in Canada. And, you know, I don't see much reason that shouldn't happen here in America. Do you?
I got a fantastic plan, though, Kurt. You ready
What's
for my
that?
Plan? Mm-hmm. Well, so if you're in America and you try to be part of the convoy, they're going to arrest you and create provocateurs to shut you down, right?
Yep.
If you're in Canada, they're going to go ahead and steal your fuel and just literally commit theft and shut you down and take your truck and just abuse you too, right?
Yeah.
But the United States loves immigrants, don't they? You can, if you're an immigrant, you can do whatever the heck you want. You can rape, pillage, plunder, not get the shot, whatever you want, and you're cool, right?
Well, that's the way it seems. Yeah.
Well, I don't know if you know, but Canada has the same policy. Canada's basically saying, hey, the immigrants are fine. They can, you know, protest or do whatever they want to. So here's an idea. What if we just all immigrate and just go into Canada and protest as immigrants? What if the Canadians come over to our country and protest as immigrants? And then we'll all be immigrants. Then they'll love us all, Kurt.
Yeah, good point. We'll just, you know, qualify for all protected status and all that
That's
kind
right.
of stuff, you know.
Oh, yeah, we'll have political asylum and everything. We'll just run around as immigrants and just do it. I mean, it's kind of like a diplomatic immunity, get out of jail free card, Kurt, for everybody.
Good point.
Because we'll all just be immigrants. We'll all be illegals. I joke about that, but I'm very serious, though. Think about what that is kind of saying, though. You know, Canada kind of has the same policy that we do about that. Trudeau's speaking out about that right now, going, oh, immigrants are fine, don't worry about them or whatever. And I just think about that and go, what is wrong with these people? All we're trying to do is remind them who they work for, aren't we, Kurt? All right, hang tight.
That's right.
Kurt Cosby, Sam Bushman, Liberty Roundtable live in seconds on your radio.
Can a nation conceived in liberty carry its head high if it denies protection to the youngest and most vulnerable of its citizens? Can a country founded on God-given rights continue to thrive without understanding that life is a precious gift from our Creator? As a physician, I have looked into the eyes of one-pound babies. I have cradled their small bodies in the palm of one hand. I defy those who are careless, who would disregard life and look at these tiny little miracles and say, we're not going to protect that.
But I believe there will come a time when we are all judged on whether or not we took a stand in defense of all life from the moment of conception until our last natural breath. One thing I promise you, I will always take a stand for life.
a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman, Kurt Crosby. So let me understand this, Kurt. Let me just kind of put this in perspective for you to think about this. Pentagon considers deploying the National Guard in Washington to help with the trucker convoy response. Is that the federal government partnering with the National Guard, creating a militia, Kurt?
Well, yeah, it sure sounds like it to me. And there's some act or some kind of thing that they talk about, you know, where you're not supposed to have the military engaged in America. It seemed like, I'm trying to remember the phrase, there was a deal about it.
Call that posse, you know, comitatus, Kurt?
I think that might have been it. But, you know, they say that as many as 1,000 truckers are slated to gather in California as they do this people's convoy that's headed to D.C. It says it's going to be 2,500 miles, and they raked in, they say, $300,000 in donations for the truckers' trip. I suppose they'll probably want to track down whoever paid that money and, you know.
Well, in Trudeau, in Canada, Trudeau whacked out, you know, this guy literally froze a woman's bank account because she gave, I think, $50 to the truckers. So they just shut her account right on down. Yep. And if that can happen in Canada, folks, if Justin can do that, Joe can do that too, Kurt. Beware. Yeah.
Good point. Yep, looks like, you know, people are not real happy with things. And, you know, whether it's their concerns about election integrity or skyrocketing inflation, there's a lot of things to be concerned with. Right?
Yeah, it's a target-rich environment. I'm concerned about election security, though, absolutely. You know, and people call me all the time as the operations manager or the vice president of operations at the CSPOA, and they say, hey, what is the CSPOA stance on vote fraud? And, you know, what I usually do, Kurt, is I rewind the discussion a little bit, and I say, you know, you guys are all kind of thinking vote fraud just kind of kicked up in 2020, and this is Trump's kind of anger spilling over because he lost or whatever. Look, I'm going to remind you, vote fraud's been around since the beginning of our republic. Okay, recent reminders is like the hanging chads in the 90s. That's like 20 years ago or whatever, but it's, you know, that's recent reminder that it's not new. And we've had election kind of battles and misrepresentations and things for a long time in America. This is nothing new. And so, you know, when we talk about vote fraud, all I know is this, whether the machines are the problem, whether, you know, running things through Venezuela is the issue, no matter what the issue is, the answer is paper ballots, transparency. Where, you know what, you're going to have a vote counter by precinct. There's about 1,000 votes in the average precinct in America, Kurt. And if you had 4 vote counters, they're only counting 250 votes each. And you could have literally, you know, 5, 10, whatever vote watchers. And they could put it under a camera so we could record the whole thing. And then, you know what, people could stand there and review the vote count and make sure that it's accurate. And if it's a problem, you could stop and adjudicate it right on the spot there. And then at the end, they would swear under the penalty of perjury that the numbers are correct. All the vote watchers could do that. And, you know, if you have to do that for your taxes, if it's good enough for the IRS to make me do that every year on my taxes, it's good enough for the voting, the sacred cause of voting. And so my proposal would be to return to paper ballots, use high technology to make sure that it's as transparent as possible. We can even push the button and look at a replay like they do in sports. And let's have them under the penalty of perjury. That ought to get things squared away in a hurry, precinct by precinct, Kurt.
Well, couldn't agree more, Sam. And, you know, there's so many solutions. Doesn't matter what the problem is. There's so many solutions. Most of them, though, you know, at least the mainstream or lamestream media will just not have time to talk about, bring up, simply because they want the problems and they want people to disengage and leave those things to the well, the experts, if you will, huh, Sam?
Yeah, the elite deep state swamp monsters that are destroying the country. We got to jettison that narrative. I'll tell you that right now. All right, there's a new Gallup poll out, Kurt. When Gallup took its first survey to gauge how many Americans identified as gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, Q, whatever, back in 2012 is when they did this. They say just 3.5% of U.S. adults put themselves in the category of being lesbian, gay, bisexual, or transgender. The options offered then in the poll, in just a decade, that percentage, they say, has over doubled. It's now a whopping record, 7.1%, who consider themselves to be other than heterosexual, if you will, with 57% of LGBTQ Americans identifying as bisexual, ladies and gentlemen. Now, 57% as bisexual. It's all about the sex, I guess. That's what the Washington Post reports in conjunction with Gallup pollsters, if you will. The survey, they say, which randomly polled more than 12,000 adults in America in 2021, also saw a marked increase over 2020's numbers. Wow. With 5.6% of U.S. adults identifying as gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender that year alone. And you say, well, why the disparity in numbers, Sam? Aren't you giving different numbers? Because it all depends on which group they're snapshotting. They say driving these results, for example, are Generation Z adults. Those are individuals who were born between 1997 and 2003, called Gen Z. In that group, they say 21% identify as LGBTQ. Jeffrey Jones is a senior editor at Gallup, and he notes that this trend can be attributed to the fact that it's more, quote, culturally acceptable these days than in the past to be a member of that community. When the older generation dies, they're replaced with younger generations that have different attitudes about this type of lifestyle and behavior. These demographics, if you will, they say, are much more tolerant. Wow. Gen Zers have really grown up in a culture where being gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender is normal and not something that people have to be embarrassed about or trying to hide, they go on and say. Certainly there's some discrimination, but it's not like it used to be. The poll notes that they're a lot more likely to identify as this, you know, acronym. And they say 1/5 of Gen Z adults in America. So we're in a serious train wreck, Kurt, because of this 1/5. So, you know, you're not going to be having children. You're not going to be having stable male-female marriages. You're not going to have all the fundamentals that held society and the family together as we go forward, because these numbers are just going to continue to increase. Well, I saw a video where Bill Gates talks about the God gene, Kurt. So now they're talking about a God gene and a gay gene. And they've come back and said there's no gay genes really by science, Sam, but there's indicators. But they found a God gene, and they say they can turn off your desire, your affinity for religion. And they got to do that because you're extreme when you got that God gene going on. You think that, you know, God and religion just kind of trumps everything. So they're going to basically work on turning off the God gene and turning on the gay genes, Kurt.
That sure is that's a mess, Sam. You know, and you know, when you look at this whole deal, you know, I know, ladies and gentlemen, you know, especially if you're a new listener, you may be thinking, oh man, these guys are kind of hard on that whole thing. But, you know, facts are facts and truth is truth. And there are men and there are women. And God made them that way. And, you know, that's how we're supposed to work together as wives and husbands, Sam, and, you know, to protect those children that come into those families. And, you know, the enemy of all that doesn't want any of that going on and wants to basically bring all these crazy ideas forward. And, you know, I mean, you got all these, what, new pronouns that people can list themselves by and all that kind of stuff. It's just, well, if my grandpa were around, I guarantee you he'd be saying, man, old life, what has happened here?
You got that right. And what comes to mind for me, Kurt, is when we talk about male, female, as you wisely said, there's males, there's men, and there's females, there's women, there's boys, girls, whatever you want to say. There's, you know, two sexes, male and female, created them, explains God biblically. I kind of think when they jettison all that, I thought they were following the science, Kurt. You know?
Well, that's a great point. But of course, you know, you're only supposed to, quote, follow the science. When you go against, like, for example, the Constitution, or you go against common sense, I mean, and yet all you use, you just use that little phrase, you know, and you can almost justify anything, it seems like.
Yeah, following the science there. That's us, you know. Get her done. I don't think deploying the Pentagon and National Guard, really government's federal militia, so to speak, is following the science. That's not the answer. I also, 1/5 of Gen Z adults in America identify as gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender. I think we're in serious trouble as a society if we don't start teaching the truth quickly, because they've been manipulating this till the cows come home. And even the story headline kind of manipulates it, Kurt. It kind of makes you believe, oh, it's probably more okay then. If society's okay with it, then why should I be against it? And ladies and gentlemen, we appeal to God's law on this program. And so, you know what? We don't make the rules. We just obey them. And we don't make the science. We just understand it and do our very best to obey it. Next hour, by the way, I'm going to have a guy on the radio named Jack Frost, Kurt.
Well, he's quite a cool character, I suppose, huh?
Yeah, he's a cool cat, but he lives in California where it's not too cold.
Oh, yeah.
He's president of a group called ProSmallBiz.org, and he's also executive director of the Sacramento Taxpayers Association, doing their very best to lower them taxes and stuff like that. So it'll be a delight to talk to him and the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, partnering him for some training in his area. To help sheriffs and public officials keep their oaths of office, Kurt. So we're working on that, too.
Wow. Good work, Sam. Right.
You got a final story for us for the end of the hour, Kurt? A good news?
You know, I was looking through some of the different things there at, for example, defendingtherepublic.org. One of Sidney Powell's latest pieces says, "Who has the power?" And she says, "We've talked several times with the great political shift that's happening right before our eyes. It's too early to tell who comes out on top, but it's starting to feel like the good guys are winning." And that's certainly what we hope for, right, Sam?
Yes, and I've heard a lot of people start to say that lately, and I don't want to get too smug about it, but I do agree that we're starting to gain some upper hand. Sidney Powell, defending the Republic, doing a great job. Anyway, it's great news. Our prayers are with Sydney and all the work they're doing over there. All right, Kurt, thanks so much for being alongside for the ride. Have a delightful day, sir.
Thank you, sir. Keep up the good work.
All right. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Hour one of the can, hour two coming up. I'm Sam Bushman, LibertyRoundtable.com, LovingLiberty.net. Spread the word, share the love, would you please? We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.